Russ Parr Morning Show. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Wendy Williams broke down on TV talking about, hey, she figured out her son doesn't like her. And, you know, maybe it's not that. But, you know, after a while, kids get to an age, once they hit the teenage years, that, you know, you get on their nerves.
Russ, how many times have I called you and said, you better come get him?
Yeah.
I'm going to kill him. You better come get DJ.
That's been going on for the last 6 years. Yes.
But you know what? It's not you guys. You know, what it is, we're just trying to find ourselves. And you're kind of in the way because you expect for us to be the same.
Sure. We want to keep you kids. We want to keep you babies.
And it's your journey. It's their journey, not ours.
Just a few years later, they'll realize.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Yes.
I have a 14-year-old son. Unfortunately, he's not like that. He loves me to death. But I do see the changes in him, and I have recognized his other 14-year-old friends, and some of them really hate their mothers.
Yeah. And, you know, and they'll call them out of their names. Have you seen that commercial on TV? I think it's an Old Spice commercial where the mothers are holding on to their sons.
Yes. And they're going through
they're
every
holding
hell.
Holding on to their basket being dragged down the street.
Right.
You want them to stay your babies.
Yeah. And I think that's the big thing, you know. Because I always say to my kids, you can stay with me for as long as you live.
I don't do that.
I know you don't. Good morning. Hello.
Get your ass out.
Good morning. Good morning, Russ. First of all, I think that it goes to a bigger problem. Now, I don't know Wendy's relationship with her son, but too many times mothers try to baby these young men, and they really, you know, need to be grown, to be grown men, because they're going to be leading their households one day. Now, the way it came out yesterday, I think that that's just an emotional thing that she's dealing with. Maybe because she wasn't home. Maybe she hasn't spent enough time with him.
And she does do a lot of work.
She has a lot she's doing.
But if the guy has a relationship with his father, why is that something that she's exactly, it's a great thing. More men need that. More young men need that. But I think that she's just in her mother mode. And she's really, you know, not accepting responsibility for what role she might have played.
I think
it might change later on.
Yeah, I think the big problem for her right now is that she put her son on blast on national television.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he might resent that. So she might have pushed the wedge a little bit deeper in there. Good morning. Hello.
How y'all doing?
All right. Good. Your comment, please.
I think that just like the brother said before me, that, you know, she's in her mother mode. You know, us as young men growing up, at around 13, 14, we're trying to break away. Already at 15, once we get that first little brush of a mustache, we already a man in our eyes.
Yeah.
What I discovered this weekend is my son doesn't like me anymore. You know how it is. I know what it is. I don't have my period. Kevin, I discovered this a while ago, but the ball just got smacked home this weekend.
You know what, Russ? You know what boys are stuck in at that age? They're in between mom and mommy.
Right.
Like where they want mommy. But they really want you to be mom, too. Like, back up, mama. Bad. They're in between
you
the
You at
stage.
School, and next you just get those hugs and those kisses all the time. And they're like, no.
You can't.
You know what, though? Do you
anymore.
Show up to your... I'll show up to my son's school at lunch. I see him just running to meet me at the door.
But kids have different... All your kids have different personalities.
Sure.
My oldest son, he still hugs me to this day.
Yeah.
And tells me he loves me.
That's what's up.
And then my middle son, it's like, I know he loves
me. Brad's going to whoop your ass.
No, but I just know that's just not his thing.
Come on, Dad.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. Your comment, please.
I just wanted to let you know, me and my daughter, who's 16 years old, has a wonderful relationship. The only problem I have is her father can do no wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
I told you.
I'm the provider, the sole provider.
But you're probably are you the disciplinarian?
That's it.
I'm everything. She lives with me 100%, everything. But when he comes around and visits, she just loves him. Like, he can do no wrong. And I'm like, you're...
That's because daddy doesn't have to say, clean your room, do your homework, eat your breakfast, take your vitamins. You're the person who has to do that. So daddy's just there to have fun.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Russ?
How you doing?
All right. Hey, I got an adult son, a 15-year-old daughter, and a 12-year-old son. My adult son tells me he loves me and hugs me all the time. My 15-year-old daughter's at that stage when she want to hang with her friends. She don't care about me or mommy.
Absolutely. And they're definitely on that on Twitter and the whole nine, man.
Tweet.
Unless you got that relationship, you're a wrap.
Q Gayton says, when the teens turn into adults and have children, only then will they truly understand what we as parents go through. Let's see. Els Sharkle says, they're growing up. They still love you. They'll be back. Or their baby will hopefully not with the baby mama. Yankatoot says, my 13-year-old only likes me when she needs money or a ride. That's my kid. Man. Only when he needs me, then can we talk about homework and school and when he needs something from me. That's when we're cool.
My daughter's consistently standoffish a little bit, but I know she loves me.
But let me tell you something about Chandler. Chandler's always been like, what?
Yeah.
Like with, you know, like with, she's always giving you, not just you.
Right.
But that's just her personality.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I'll pick up my daughter in one of my cars that I really like. And I said, is it embarrassing that I pick you up in this car at school? What kind of car is this?
Yeah, that's Chandler's personality. That's what she that's said. Her. Yeah. That is her all
have no
day.
Idea.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
And, you know, wow. And which is great because, mm-hmm. you know, raising yeah. kids be very humble. That's Chandler. Like that. Good morning. Hello.
I just have to say, I agree with you, Alfreda. My daughter is 8 or getting ready to turn 8. And her daddy can do no wrong in her eyes. My little boy hates me already. He tells me if I don't take him to McDonald's, you're not the best. I'm the best one who's going to McDonald's. So if he's doing that at age 3, I know now I'm going to have to hit him in the throat when he gets 13.
Yeah, you better. You better. Because I need to get Jared right now. You better do it.
Wow. Hit him in the throat.
Start now.
Neck wow. under. Neck under.
Don't you think you should choke? Just stop air supply for a second. That throat thing hurts. Yeah.